trips kind of around here in Southeast Kansas to kind of get things going off. Just what's been the day like for you?
Listen, this has been a great day. Southeast Kansas is home to me. Grew up in Galena. My wife's from Chanute. I went to Pitt State. And today was a wonderful day. I started out the morning in Parsons and then Mound Valley and then Independence and ending the day here in Coffeyville. And it's just been excellent. We've met a lot of people, talked about a lot of their concerns about what the liberals are doing to our government here in Washington, and the need for us to have a strong conservative voice in Southeast Kansas to represent us.
And what have been some of those? I mean, there's a lot of pressing issues, obviously, but which ones are maybe kind of more on the forefront than others?
Well, listen, people are incredibly concerned about not having folks willing to stand up and defend life, willing to stand up and defend the Second Amendment. People have talked a lot today about the need to address the major issues of being $23 trillion in debt, having massive deficits every year, and also to have a congressman that knows where we all are on a map down here, that understands the issues in Southeast Kansas.
What are your impressions just of Coffeyville in general?
Oh, I know Coffeyville forever. We used to, when I was young, we had an aunt and uncle that lived in Bartlesville. We lived in Galena, so this was a meetup place for us along the way. So growing up, went to the Dalton Museum and the Brown Mansion, and so it's been great. Coffeyville is a great place. Met with the president of the community college today, Dr. Thornburg, who seems to be doing a great job, just got in the role. Met with the Chamber of Commerce here in town. It's just been a great day. Very impressed.
So after tonight, what's kind of the agenda moving forward? What's next for you?
Well, listen, you know, we're running for the Republican nomination for Congress in the 2nd District. And the election is the first Tuesday of August. And we're going to be working hard every single day to earn the votes of the people in this district. And so we will be all over the district. The district stretches from Oklahoma to Nebraska and eastern Kansas, excluding Kansas City. And so we'll be back here many times between now and then and after.
Sounds good. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you.